From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A senior Chinese military official today rejected U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter's assertion, made the previous day, that Beijing faces self-violation if it continues with provocative behavior in the South China Sea, Beijing claiming virtually all of the sea. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral Friday of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at age 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. Residents of Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, signed a book of condolences at the Ali Center. Hamza Shaw was among them.
As a Muslim, I think it's definitely important for us that we have such a person in the respected world of that's known to everybody, that gives us a good image. With the stuff going on these days, most of the time you see in the media, there's a bad image of Muslims. The one person that we can definitely get a good image of was Muhammad Ali, and he portrayed what the real Islam is.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, became a Muslim early in his career, in which he won 3 heavyweight boxing titles. World Health Organization studying how great a health risk would be posed by going ahead with the Rio de Janeiro Olympics as scheduled, despite concerns about the effect of the Zika virus on either athletes or spectators. Niger says hundreds of Boko Haram extremists attacked a military outpost, killing at least 32 soldiers, wounding 70 others. It happened near Niger's southern borders. This is VOA News.